Good morning, February 17th, 2017. This is the Morning Mix. We present live local music, and we tell you all about weekend events that are going to be happening this weekend. It's JW. I'm here with my co-host, Christy Dillaway.
Good morning, JW. We've got a great show lined up today.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, good, because here we are. Our in-studio live musical guest today will be Chris Lager of Chris Lager Band. Then we will be speaking to Lyle Davinsky from the Motet. They're going to be playing at OP Rockwell this weekend. And then we'll be joined by Dustin Eason, Managing Director of Park City Live, to talk about what's going on there.
Yeah, okay, sounds good. You know, it's interesting. You walk in the studio this morning, and it's very quiet. And, I mean, the station, all week long, Monday through Thursday, it's like controlled chaos with a pledge drive and everything going on. So it's kind of the week leading up to it. Everybody's working hard, getting ready. Then the actual pledge drive, and we've gone to this four-day lineup of doing pledge drive and not going to a fifth day, and it seems to work because we made our number.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What was that number?
I don't know.
I think it was 125,000.
Was it 125?
Okay. I could be wrong.
So anyway, we are celebrating Pledge Free Friday all day at KPCW. We met our fundraising goal late Thursday afternoon, and we want to thank everyone that called in a pledge. There's still some awesome deals out there on our online auction, which closes at 6 p.m. tonight. Maybe we can take a peek at that later and
do some shopping.
And do some shopping and talk about it on air and see what's out there. So please go to kpcw.org, click on the auction button, find out lots of great one-of-a-kind experiences and goodies to bid on. And then again, we want to thank you for your support of community radio.
You know, I sort of wondered if they just didn't trust you and me with a section of Pledge Drive. That they're like, we better wrap this thing Thursday afternoon.
Oh, yeah, right.
Otherwise, if
right.
it goes into the Morning Mix.
Yeah, we don't want the Morning Mix to pulling up the rear.
Yeah, I thank everyone for supporting the station. And boy, it was a who's who of names on air, you know, answering phones and encouraging their donors to donate to KPCW as well.
Yeah, it was. Always very exciting.
Very good.
So, hey, here's the weather. It is currently outside of the Sweet Alley Studios, 37 degrees, and we're on our way to a high today of 44. They say after 11 o'clock this morning that snow is likely. Chance of precipitation will be 70%. Daytime, total snow accumulation less than half an inch possible here at the Humble elevation of about 7,000 feet. But then above, up in the mountains, we may get a little bit more. Tonight, rain and snow, and the wind will be blowing at 14 miles an hour. Christy, I have to make sure I tell you that. Saturday, chance of snow before noon, then a chance of rain and snow. And then Sunday, snow. Oh, we have to go to Monday because that's Washington's birthday. Big three-day weekend, of course. Sunday, snow, high near 41. 50% chance of snow before midnight Sunday night, and then it tapers down to 20% chance on Washington's birthday. And of course, it's going to be busy this weekend, and it's going to be busy all week.
Yeah, I'm blacked out of skiing this weekend.
Are you?
That's okay. Okay. It was crowded last weekend, so maybe it's all right. Let everyone else have their go at it.
Yeah. Hey, you're listening to KPCW in Park City. This is the Morning Mix. We'll be back right after these messages. Stay with us. Chris Lager, musical guest, coming up.
Hi, I'm Davey Ratchard from Park City Mountain and proud supporter of KPCW. Park City Mountain hosts winter events throughout the season, including the annual Torchlight Parade, New Year's Eve celebration, Spring Groove, and more. More information about all Park City Mountain events can be found at parkcitymountain.com.
The Utah Legislature meets for 6 weeks from the end of January till mid-March, and KPCW News will cover all major developments affecting the Wasatch Back and you. Reports from Capitol Hill and your lawmakers are brought to you by Tesh Law, Real Estate, Trusts and Estates, and General Litigation since 1989. TeshLaw.com.
Gordo here.
And I'm Larry with All Resort Group, a proud sponsor of KPCW.
We provide transportation to the airport, Park City, Deer Valley, utilizing private black cars, SUVs, and shared ride van service.
Reservations at allresort.com or 649-3999.
We move people.
Mm-hmm.
back to the Morning Mix. We are joined in studio today for our live musical segment by Chris Lager of Chris Lager Band. Welcome, Chris.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So Chris is playing with the band over at Snow Basin. They've got a 5-day gig going through Monday, which is huge. That's a lot of days in one spot.
Yeah, I've been trying to convince Jason just to hire me for the whole season. So so every year it just gets more and more. This year it's 5 days in a row. So we'll see. Next year maybe we can do 2 weeks in a row. So
February. just take yeah, February.
We'll come out and move out here.
So it's an opera ski gig, which is great. They do a lot of great music over there. Generally in a blues theme, I believe. Do you think?
I don't know. I'm not.
You're only there.
Well, you know, I only recognize maybe 4 or 5 other acts, and I want to classify them as blues. You know, I think I saw Calliope Musicals, and they're a real fun band. If you haven't seen those, check them out. They're on the same agency as us, so we've been running across them a little bit on the road, and they're really eclectic and poppy, but yet like catchy, hooky stuff that just gets in your head. And then, of course, Andy Frasco's on that lineup this year, too. And he's like party blues, I guess.
When you say opera ski, you'll be starting around 3 or 4?
Yeah, we play about 3:15 or so and then play till about 6.
Okay. So that means that you'll be snowboarding at first chair or first gondola.
I'll be skiing.
You're a skier. Okay.
I'm not cool enough for that.
And then you show up around 3:15, grab your guitar, and you're still in your skiing stuff, right?
Exactly. If I can catch the lift at like 3 o'clock, I can make the opening note by 3:15.
I used to stand at the top of Scott's Bowl and I had to be at work at 4. So if I was there at like 3:10, I knew I could ski all the way down Park City, get to my car, go home, take a shower, eat a bagel, and get to work on time.
Really?
I had that dialed in.
Yeah. Good for you. Good for you. But you have to be careful because something could always slip that up. You never know.
I made it.
Yeah.
I'm glad that those years are over so you didn't just make me have to knock on wood or something.
Mm-hmm. And where were you rushing to get to work at that time?
Oh, I was waiting tables back then. That was like in the, early 90s.
And where were you waiting tables?
Either at Barking Frog or Grub Steak, or I had a variety of places that I worked.
Cool.
Some that are still there.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, Chris is and the band are from Omaha, so this is a little break from our normal local musicians, but I thought it was a good opportunity to snag him and get him into the studio. So let's.
Well, thank you.
And you don't generally play acoustic, so this will be a special treat.
Well, I do, just not on stage too much, you know. I write a lot of the songs on acoustic and just hanging out. You know, I prefer playing an instrument where I don't have to plug anything in or touch any knobs. You know, I can just play. So, but yeah, I don't get to perform it too much to people, so it's a treat for sure. So thanks. And I could play something off this new record. We got a brand new record out called Rise and Shine. We just dropped a couple months ago. And this one's off of it, and it's called Shake It On Down, and it's about doing your own thing and owning your stuff.
Live on the Morning Mix, Chris Lager from the Chris Lager Band.
Hey, nobody gonna give it to me. It's up to me to get it myself. Ain't nobody gonna make up my mind. It's up to me to figure it out. Well, ain't nobody gonna give it to me. It's up to me to get it myself. Well, ain't nobody gonna shake my spine. It's up to me to shake it on down. I got to shake it on down. I got to shake it on down. I'm gonna shake it on down. Whoa, yes I am. Whoa, yeah. I got to shake it on down. Thank you. gonna give it to you. It's up to you to get it yourself. Ain't nobody gonna make up your mind. It's up to you to figure it out. Oh, ain't nobody gonna give it to you. It's up to you to get it yourself. Oh, ain't nobody gonna shake your spine. It's up to you to shake it on down. You got to shake it on down. You got to shake it on down. I'm gonna shake it on down. Oh, yes, I am. Oh, yeah. I got to shake it on down.
It's up to you, J-Dub, to shake it on down.
Yeah. Well, right. I tell you what, that's a nice song.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks. I love it when people come in and you start talking about the guitar and asking questions I don't even know what they mean. What were you asking him?
Oh, I just wasn't familiar with the headstock, with the T that was on there. It's not a Takamani, and Takamani spells their name out completely. So that was something foreign to me, and I'm sort of a guitar freak.
Yeah, I love it.
And again, it stands for
Tanglewood. And, which is a company out of the United Kingdom, I believe. And I wasn't familiar with it when I saw it, and I just enjoyed playing the guitar at the shop and purchased it. And then afterwards, looked it up online, and I don't run across them too much, but I like the way it played, so I picked it up. And
so you travel with a variety of guitars, and I always wonder when I see a guitar player break a string and they keep going through the end of the song and I don't even notice a difference. How does one adjust before you can go and switch to a different guitar?
Well, sometimes you're lucky and it doesn't affect too much of what's going on.
Like you just didn't need that string for that song?
Or you can work around it. Like if I break a high string or a low string, it's a lot easier to work around than breaking a middle string,
okay.
You know, one of the strings, because then you're kind of working your way around it. Whereas if it's a high or a low string, you can just kind of avoid
it. Down.
Yeah. So, you know, it all depends. And sometimes there's songs where I needed that string, so I'm going to. But most of the time I like to ride it out. It's a challenge. And it's like, okay, let's see what happens, you know.
Nice.
I'm going to do just a slight interruption. We have a line. We have a bunch of phone lines here, and one of our lines is the police line. It's the bat.
Okay.
It's the bat
line.
It's the bat phone. So, Kate. Oh, they're currently off the air. Okay. Well, they're not there anymore. If the police were trying to call us with an update somewhere, give us a call back. If someone else is just calling and somehow inadvertently found the police number, we'll get to you later.
Wow.
Yeah, so they got a direct line in case they need to say, hey, look out for a vehicle or something like that?
Yeah, it's usually someone looking for Christy.
Or there's like two moose in the road somewhere. It's one or the other.
Yeah, right, right, right. But typically they're looking for Christy, you know. Oh, God, I tell you. Jeez. Hey, Omaha, where do you live in Omaha?
It's actually South Omaha, so technically I live in Bellevue, mm-hmm. Nebraska, but it's pretty much the Omaha area.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm from Lincoln originally.
Okay.
Which isn't too far from Omaha, only about an hour down the road, down I-80. So it's all pretty close. It's all southeast Nebraska.
So you're out here now, and you come every summer to Snow Basin to play as well. Do you concentrate your tours to the western states? Do you get out to the east coast at all?
Yeah, we get out east. We just we spent all of December on the road out east and worked our way all the way to Florida Keys and back home.
Mm-hmm.
And we're constantly expanding and and breaking new ground, and then working. We're a real grassroots band, so we pretty much go to a market and drill out a fan base, you know, through 4, 5, 6 times of playing before we see the numbers come up. But that's the name of the game that we're in. You know, we don't have the luxury of having a big machine behind our brand, you know, so it's up to us to go in there and do the guerrilla marketing of building and hammering out an audience. So that's pretty much the way we do it.
How many gigs do you think you do a year out on the road?
You know, I always hear these bands say these numbers. I'm on the road 200 days a year. Mm-hmm. I spend about half my time on the road. That's about my goal is, and it always ends up being a little more than half that I'm on the road. But I got a wife and the kids back home, so I try to balance it out and make sure I spend time at home. And you know, most bands will spend 3/4 of their time on the road and so it's kind of I try to do half and half. I don't want to burn
myself out. It's definitely
a choice.
Out. Definitely a lifestyle choice.
I like enjoying my time on the road. And it's still tough because, you know, you're just staring out a van for the majority of your life out the road. So it tends to be, you know, and it opens up a whole new set of challenges. But you get time to meditate and think and put it all into perspective. So
yeah.
How about we hear another song?
Excellent.
All right. You know, it doesn't feel like spring around here, but back before I left, it was like 55 in Nebraska. It was unreal. So it got me thinking about this song I wrote last spring, and it's gonna be off our new record coming out here sometime this year called "Love Songs and Lifelines." It's just like all these love songs that I've been accumulating through the years, and usually, you know, I play in a band that tends to bring the feel good party vibe. So I only put out maybe 2 or 3 love songs a record. So, but this next record is going to be just straight up love songs. So, and this one's going to be off of it. And it's called Sweet Magnolia.
Live in the Morning Mix, Chris Lager.
Sweet magnolia blowing through my window. Yeah, sweet magnolia blowing through my window. Spring has sprung and I can feel it down in my soul. Yeah, it's been a long, cold winter. Then again, in Nebraska, they always are. Yeah, it's been a long, cold, cold winter. And I'm wondering where in this world you are. Come and we go, Lord, no. Yeah, just like shooting stars. Yeah, we come and we go. Lord knows, just a little too fast. Yeah, we come and we go. I said, Lord knows, just a little too fast. Our time here is short. Let's make these good times last. Sweet magnolia blowing through my window. Yeah, sweet magnolia blowing through my window. Spring has sprung and I can feel it down in my soul. Yeah. when the heat rolls in. April, May, June, July. Oh, when the heat rolls in, you stand quietly by. I keep singing my songs as you fly on through the by and by. Oh, sweet magnolia, just blowing through my window. Yeah, sweet magnolia, blowing through my window. Oh, spring has sprung, and I can feel it down in my soul. Yeah, sweet magnolia, sweet magnolia, sweet magnolia.
Sweet Magnolia live on the Morning Mix, Chris Lager. Well,
I love it that you have another album coming out, because this one, Rise and Shine, that's just newly out, has a huge amount of songs on it.
Yeah.
How many are on there?
16 on the new record.
Wow.
Yeah, which most people would say don't do that, but I don't put out a record. If it was up to me, I'd put two or three out a year, but I just don't have those resources, so... with the time, with the tour schedule and the family. So if I put out a record, I'm jamming it as much as I can with tunes, because I write a ton. So it's just...
What we say here in Park City is go big or go home. So that's going big.
Yeah, there you go. Right. That makes sense. Yeah. So Love Songs is the new album. It's
yeah, Love Songs and Lifelines.
Love Songs and Lifelines. And how many songs in that album?
It's going to be 13 on that one, okay. I believe. Lucky 13.
All right, great. Well, this is really a treat. Love your music. Can you play another one for us?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's see. Let's do another one off the... This is one that I wrote. It was kind of I just happened to be... hanging out with this my father-in-law's friend down at his cabin down in Arkansas, and he told me I'm a songwriter, and he knows that I'm a musician, so he wanted to really chat me up about it, show me his tunes and stuff. And he's like, and I got this one line called, it goes, the heart wants what the heart wants, and baby, I want you. And I was like, oh, I like that. That's a good line, you know. So I pulled out my guitar and started writing the verses for it, and before I knew it, we had a song written. And it was funny because we were actually on the way out. We're gonna start our 8-hour drive home back to Omaha from Arkansas, and he pulls out his notebook, and my wife's like, oh God, here we go. And we spent the next like 3 hours writing this tune, and I really like it, and it stuck with me. So it goes like this: the heart wants what the heart wants.
Live in the Morning Mix, Chris Lager.
You spend your whole life working for what you think you need. You spend your whole life running around, but you can't outrun one thing. Soon you get that old feeling that we all know well. It's something that you can't get rid of, living by yourself. I was running around in circles, I was hard to tie down. Well, I thought I had it all figured out, baby, when you came around. I was hard to tie down, I said, just like most of us are. But when you find that certain somebody, well, they just open up your heart. Yes, and the heart wants what the heart wants, baby, I want you. Oh, baby, I want you. And when I'm with you, it just feels so right. One look into those eyes and I can see the light. You got a certain way of walking, baby, that's just full of grace. And when you wrap those loving arms around me, well, my blood begin to race. Yes, and the heart wants what? The heart wants. The heart wants what? The heart wants. Baby, I want you. Oh, baby, I want you. I met on a warm summer night. It was just like the movies. You know, I thought I'd never meet anybody, baby, who do what you do to me. I walked away from other lovers, told them I had to go. But when you put your spell on me, baby, well, it went down to my very soul. Yes, and the heart wants what? The heart wants. The heart wants what? The heart wants. The heart wants what? The heart wants. And baby, I want you. Oh, baby, I want you.
Thank you so much, Chris Lager from Chris Lager Band in the studio. We're going to take a short break with recorded music by Trevor Hall, who's going to be playing at Park City Live next Tuesday. And we'll get the roadies in. And we'll be coming right back after that with Lyle Davinsky of the Motet. Stay tuned.
Spark a match and watch the candle burn. The wick runs out and then love takes its turn. On fallen angels and broken sounds, we will last past the final round. It took a while for you to find me, but I was hiding in the lime tree. Above the city in the rain cloud, I poked a hole and watched it drain. Are you? Are you? In parallel to the city streets, our broken crowns beneath our feet. But as we walk across the diamonds, we know that love is always shining. Save me, love, save me all the time. I wash it down with a simple sip of wine. Toast my glass to all my loved ones, to let them know that the stars, oh, they still shine. It took a while for you to find me, but I was hiding in the lime tree. Above the city in the rain cloud, I poked a hole and watched it drain. It took a while for you to find me, but I was hiding in the lime tree. Above the city in the rain clear, I poked a hole and watched it drain out.
Welcome back to The Morning Mix. We're joined on the phone by Lyle Davinsky of the Motet. Lyle, are you there?
I sure am. How you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah. Are you in Park City now?
No, we're in Salt Lake, actually. Right,
okay.
Down the road.
Yeah, well, it's a beautiful day up here. You're going to enjoy it.
It is. It sure is. I'm feeling pretty good down here, walking around outside with a cup of coffee.
So you're playing tonight at the State Room in Salt Lake City, and then tomorrow night at OP Rockwell in Park City.
That's correct.
And it's a big band, and you're the new guy, right?
I'm the new guy. Yeah, myself and then Drew, the saxophone player. We both came in just over a year ago.
So I love the story about how you, or what I've read, about how you became part of the band. You want to tell the listeners that?
Yeah, sure. Basically, well, it was kind of funny because I just released a solo record last November, and the motet and myself were actually in New York having our big shows the same weekend, so we couldn't see each other. But 3 weeks after putting my record out, I get a call from Joey, and I haven't met these guys at this point. You know, I've known who they are, but I've never met them before. And that kind of started the process. He asked me if I was interested, and it's definitely an amazing opportunity. So of course I was interested, and we kept going back and forth, and they were kind of feeling me out, trying to see what was going on. And maybe in like mid-December, they sent me an instrumental just to see how I could write to it, kind of as like a little tryout, I think. And they were having a hard time writing to this instrumental, and within a couple of days, I turned it around and sent it back, and then that's the song that ended up being "The Truth," which is the first song on our newest record called Totem. And then they're like, "Oh, cool, we dig this. Like, try this one." And then I wrote to that one and sent it back a couple of days later, and that ended up being "Fool No More," which is the second song on the new record. And so they're like, "Oh, okay, all right, I think we like this guy." And so they flew me out to rehearsal. And then, like, which was, I think, 5 or 6 days before a 2-week tour. And that was kind of the final tryout. And once we finished that, then they asked me to be in the band. So I wrote the rest of the songs, was in the studio a month later, and then we released it at Red Rocks like 4 months later. So
they're looking for a singer, and they got a writer and a singer.
Yeah. Well, they were kind of looking for a writer, too. I think that was the big thing. It's like, not just somebody who could perform it, but also somebody who could turn the songs around and help. You know, the motet is a constantly evolving entity. You know, it's kind of the way that I look at it. When you look at the history, it's like, it's gone through Afrobeat, it's gone through world music, it's gone through a lot of jazz, a lot of like straight funk, and really psychedelic stuff. And you know, it's just the constant evolution of different members and different influences. And so I think they're looking for somebody that could kind of help steer it in an upward trajectory.
And I've gone through a few different styles myself in the last 20 years. You know, I had the hair flipped back, and then I had the hair flipped down. You know, there are people evolve and change style.
And the only thing constant is change, you know, and you got to keep your style constantly evolving and constantly stay inspired, and you're not just going to be inspired by the same thing all the time.
And the motet shows are very much an energetic feedback between the band and the audience. Am I right?
Oh yeah. No denying that.
It's not a sit down and watch. It's a,
no,
it's
no, I'd be pretty impressed if you could just sit down.
Well, and you're playing huge festivals and a lot of things that I love all the names of, where like funk is spelt with a PH and, large lineups, but then you're playing State Room, I think, holds less than 300, and OP Rockwell is 350.
Cool.
So
cool.
How does that affect you guys differently, or is that a cool? Sounds like a great. You're excited for it, but how does that change?
No, I mean, you know, each show is going to be different because our shows are super are so reliant on the reciprocal energy of the crowd and of the entire situation. And so, you know, festivals are really cool because there's so many people and you get to look out and see like, you know, thousands and thousands of people really getting down and grooving with you. But some of my favorite shows ever are in the tiny little packed clubs when it's just like everybody's sweating, everybody's just like dripping with excitement and like able to get down together in this intimate confined space. And so that's like, I say cool because those are like a 350 person club. That's like my favorite size right there because you can just really dig in and you can see everybody and under and like being a lead singer and kind of the like, you know, the MC of energy. It's like kind of fun to be able to read everybody's faces and see everybody's reactions. I like making eye contact.
And I'm so intrigued by the idea that the band had laid down the instrumentals for many of these songs or all of the songs on the new album Totem, without vocals, without language, spoken language to them. Is that a normal way that some bands do it?
Well, I think that a lot of it's a very collaborative band. It's pretty cool for me because I was always a solo artist beforehand, so I always had my way of writing where, you know, I'd be sitting down with a guitar at the piano and kind of write the melodies along with it. But it's been really cool to watch these guys as they come up with these really, really amazing musical ideas. And they lay the foundation and then everybody else kind of piles things on, you know? So it's like, there's only a certain step that you can reach when you're creating something without the lyrics or the melody in mind, you know, like the horns and myself, or the horns and the vocals are really important to kind of create together because they're going to inevitably be the ones that are sharing the space over top.
Right, exactly.
So there was a lot of, you know, there were a lot of overdubs for horns that happened once I wrote my versions of the songs. But then some of the horns that were already written for the songs, I just kind of wrote around. So, you know, it was kind of fun because I think limitations are some of the greatest creative, limitations help creativity that much more because it's not just this blank canvas where you don't know where to go. It's like, oh, there's already a tree there, so maybe I'll paint a river, you know? It's like, so you kind of already have an idea of maybe where to steer it.
It's so like skiing between the trees.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, you know?
I like those limitations. They make it much more challenging and fun.
Yeah.
Wow, we talk to many of the guests on our program. We have live local music every week, and we also have other musical guests that are coming through on national tours. And we talk to all of them about their songwriting process. And the one thing that we know after collecting all this data is there are many, many different ways to put these songs together. And,
yeah.
and there's no one, there's no five ways to do it. I mean, it's just all sorts of different angles.
For sure. For sure. It's all what works for you.
Yeah.
And it's a constantly, you have to constantly check in with yourself to see whether you're doing it in the most productive way or not.
Yeah. So if you are at OP Rockwell's tomorrow night and coming to see Motet, you can expect a fun show. I mean, you really get the crowd going.
Oh, yeah. It's an all-out dance party.
Okay.
You know?
I'm going to wear my tank top. All right. We'll see you there. Thank you so much for joining us, and have a great show tonight, too.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
When we come back, we'll be joined by Dustin Eason, Managing Director of Park City Live. Stay with us.
G'day, Ian from Campos Coffee. We're new to Park City and a supporter of KPCW. At Campos, we source our beans direct from the farmers and invest in social projects in all our farming communities. Our coffee blends are roasted in small batches and delivered each day. Campos Coffee is open daily at the base of Park City Mountain Resort, camposcoffee.com.
Support for KPCW comes from Crandall Capital with New Park Town Center. With urban amenities and services and home to restaurants, shops, entertainment, lodging, and residences. More information about New Park Town Center at 801-303-5440.
Hi, this is Chris Eggleton.
And Chris Retzer of Destination Hotels Utah, proud sponsor of KPCW.
Since 2005, we've provided nightly rental, retail, and community management services
to New Park Town Center, Prospector Square, Empire Pass, and Touhe.
More information about Destination Hotels Utah is at dhutah.com.
So, Christy, I'm thinking this should be our new music.
Oh, I'm so glad because I liked it last week and I wanted to have it again.
Well, let's just turn it up a little bit before here.
All right.
Okay.
Al Stewart is at Egyptian Theater this weekend, Friday through Sunday nights.
Musician, actor, and playwright Storm Large is performing Saturday night at the Eccles Center.
We just heard that O.P. Rockwell presents the Motet on Saturday, but they also have Hell's Bells, the all-female tribute to AC/DC, Friday night.
And Park City Live will host Lotus tonight and Bauer on Saturday night. Plus, Trevor Hall is going to be coming up next Tuesday night. We gave you a little sample of his music we played at the break.
Park City Film Series presents Lion, screening Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights at the Jim Sandy Auditorium.
You know, I'm not going to be able to make any of those screenings, but I want to see this movie.
Oh, yeah. It does sound good.
It really does. It really does. Saturday morning, Swanner Nature Preserve invites people of all ages to join a snowshoe tour of the preserve from 8:30 to 10 a.m. and to a winter wetland excursion. It sounds kind of funny, huh? A winter wetland excursion from 10:30 to 12 to visit the wetland ponds on the preserve.
Hey, for music in the clubs and on the ski slopes, Friday, après-ski, Casey Coyle, she's been on our show. She's performing at Park City Brewery, and Tony Oros is at the Corner Store. Tonight, you can do Get Down tonight at the Spur. DJ Funky Boss is at Bistro 412. AMAC DZ is at the Cabin, and Dueling Pianos is at Molly Bloom's.
And speaking of après-ski, let's go back to our friend Chris Lager, who will be at Snow Basin all weekend. That'll be Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, and then Tuesday and Wednesday, Chris? Not Wednesday, okay.
No, it's today through Monday.
Oh, starts today.
Started yesterday.
Started yesterday. Oh, golly, where have I been? Okay.
We should have done a week in review.
Yeah. And then Sunday, Dueling Pianos at the Spur. Did you already say that?
No. Okay. Hey, over in the Heber Valley, there's some cool things going on this weekend. The Timpanogos Valley Theater presents The Fantastics. That's Saturday and Sunday nights. Oh, you know what? I think that's wrong. It's probably Friday and Saturday nights.
Yeah.
The Taylor Train runs on the Heber Valley Railroad Saturday with a Taylor Swift lookalike, and she's leading the T-Swift sing-along songs. And at Soldier Hollow, Friday and Saturday, is ski joring competition in which a horse and rider pull the competing skiers through an obstacle course looking for the fastest time. Those events look really cool. I've seen them on Facebook. So
that does sound
good. I think that's new at Soldier Hollow. Check it out.
How about scored golfing? If you're being pulled on a horse and you've got a golf club in Soldier Hollow, nice 36-hole course, and then the horse stops
polo.
Every once in a while and you, yeah.
Polo golf.
It would be polo golf on snow.
Well, oh, all right.
In the snow.
Skigolfing.
Yeah. So let's see. We're going to push some buttons here and see if we can get this right. But we're going to bring our next guest in right now. And here we're just going to pull this music down.
So we're joined in studio now by Dustin Eason. He's managing director at Park City Live. Welcome, Dustin.
Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, Dustin, get nice and close.
Yep,
there you go.
First time here, so.
All right.
Getting all adjusted.
Yo, exactly.
So you guys closed for a while last year and did a lot of improvements in the club. Tell us all about that.
Well, we closed down with hopes of doing a lot of improvements. So we, you know, for us, our biggest challenge is occupancy. You know, the way we're going to increase, the amount of tours we're able to bring into the room is it's simply math, right? If a venue in Salt Lake City can sell 1,100 tickets and we can sell 700, well, we need to get closer to that 1,100. So that's our goal. And we brought in an architectural firm last summer who came in and felt like they could get us here. It was a great group. They worked on, I think they did the River Horse remodel. And when we started, we just ran into some issues with our subfloor. Mm. So, and kind of, you know, when the building was constructed.
That's an old building.
It's a very old building. Yeah, it's back then it was kind of built like the Wild Wild West is kind of what we found out once we got inside the bones of it. So,
and it was definitely after the Great Fire, but,
yeah.
You know, still. It was like the 50s, right?
Did it used to be a basketball court?
There's a bowling alley.
It was a bowling alley.
Oh, yeah, it was basketball upstairs.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a lot of different things. So it became, I think, Z Place in 1999 and then moved into Harrio's in the early 2000s. And
whatever so. It was before Z Place, I was here for that. I remember
yeah.
that. I can't remember what it was called, though.
How about the sound? What have you done for that?
Well, the sound, you know, we're a test facility for Bose.
Mm-hmm.
So years ago, about 3 years ago now, the Bose team came out from Massachusetts.
Framingham.
It's a great group of guys, and they at that time they were getting into line race, in essentially, you know, concert audio, and they had put a system into the Boston Opera House and into the Boston House of Blues, and we were the third facility. So they came out and put a beautiful line array in for us and wired the entire room, and yearly they do upgrades, and they'll bring in they'll fly in different folks from around the country to listen to the sound system. And you know, we'll you both from the live side and then also from DJ monitors, which is new in the DJ world. So it's a great group of guys. We've been, I think that we're going to drop a new system in this year, and they're working on some new stuff, but we didn't quite get there. So we'll probably drop the new one in probably November next year.
Well, you can definitely hear the improvements in the sound.
Can you?
Definitely.
And if you'll notice, if you go up to the, you know, the sky bar, uh-huh. and if you go to the mezzanine areas, you'll see, you know, the speakers are kind of tucked away and hidden, but it's, they did a lot of work, and it's, it's a really amazing group of, you know, folks who did that for us.
So I'm from Boston and
oh, yeah?
and knew a bunch of engineers over in Framingham at Bose. Mm-hmm. And I mean, they're just magicians. I mean, they have ways of making you feel like you are in a surround 5-speaker environment with 2 speakers. And I can't figure out how they do it, but they're working on some cool stuff.
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, they brought a, you know, they, and our entire floor was filled with programming boards and their entire team, and they were just tweaking every little thing. And it was, we were very fortunate to be able to, you know, drop that system in and what they did for us. So,
yeah.
And so tonight you've got Lotus.
We do. Yeah. We had, came off a great country show last night with Cody Jinx.
Right. Which was sold out, right?
Which was sold out. He's a fantastic artist from the Fort Worth area. We're going into Lotus tonight, which we haven't had back in the room in this, it's been about 4 years. So we'll go into to Lotus. And then tomorrow night we have a DJ, a real well-known national DJ named Bauer. And we just announced a two-night play with STS9, which will be in April. We have String Cheese doubleheader in March.
Sold out. And people keep saying to me, Christy, you know a lot about music in town. How do I get tickets to String Cheese? I'm like, I don't know.
You know, I think the Cheese have something up their sleeve where there's going to be a last-minute release from their side, from their family.
I knew there would be an exclusive on this show. I knew. That's the reason to listen to the show. You get
now,
all the insider
Trevor
info.
Is Trevor Hall sold out?
It's close.
Okay.
It's close. He's just
Tuesday.
Fantastic. Yeah, I think we're at about 45 tickets left on that. So we've got Trevor Hall coming through. We also have Lettuce returning, which is a great, nice. You know, they come back year after year. We've got Martin Sexton coming. Elephant Revival, which, you know, Bonnie and her voice and those guys are absolutely incredible. You know, we've got everybody. We're doing a fun night with a Super Diamond tribute act, which will be in March as well. We've got Modest Yahoo, String Dusters. Common Kings, which is an interesting kind of surf reggae act. They were actually toured with Justin Timberlake and some. They're kind of big in the Polynesian community, and they'll be coming through. And they're a fantastic show. They're going to be a couple weeks from now. And Revolution, which is another big market for.
Which is also sold out, isn't it?
It is also sold out.
That's amazing. You're selling them out. Park City's just not that much of a commit town, so that's great that you're getting people to commit.
Yeah, you know, Revolution, you know, they could probably do about 5,000 tickets in Salt Lake City. So we're pretty excited to have them in Park City and willing to do the
show. And what's your
for
capacity
us.
Now?
700.
700, okay.
Yeah, so they'll they're sold out. Trevor Hall will be close. The Cheese, I think, keep an eye on their website. They'll be doing something for their fans as we get closer.
And OP Rockwell's having a pre-String Cheese
Are
event
they?
With Kitchen Dwellers. They're playing both nights
That's
at
awesome.
Like 5 o'clock.
That's fantastic.
Right. So
people
can get warmed up.
I think the Cheese, they played Deer Valley a few 2 or 3 years back.
Mm-hmm. More than that. I'm thinking it was more like 2011 or 12.
Yeah.
So, Dustin, how long you been in this business?
Oh, I started in this building in the year 2000.
Okay.
So back when Doug Gilman owned it.
Yeah.
Seth Hill from the downstairs gave me my first shot. He was running it at the time with Tara Noldy.
Mm-hmm.
And we went through all the years.
Right.
So, and all these formations.
And what percentage of the people that come to these shows are from Park City? And what are you pulling as a percentage from other communities?
You know, our data tells us it's predominantly Salt Lake City.
Okay.
Yeah. It's it depends on the genre, of course. You know, last night we had a large contingency coming in from Heber.
Mm-hmm.
Which we haven't seen that particular audience come through before on that scale, but it's predominantly 70% Salt Lake City.
Okay,
so it brings a lot of folks up, and which I think is great. And Park City comes out and supports, and it's But I would say Salt Lake City, Ogden, Provo.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So for folks that haven't been to Park City Live in a few years and you've made some changes there, give us a sort of a feel of what they can expect when they come that would be different.
I think, you know, what we're trying to do is, a great live music experience in an intimate space. You know, the idea is no matter where you are in that room, not only is the sound good, but there's a great line of sight. So, you know, we have a couple different tiers of tickets we sell. We sell a GA ticket on the main level, and then what we call a platinum ticket upstairs, which is essentially a bird's eye view of the show. First come, first, you know, seating as far as, you know, get there early is probably seating for about 50 if you get there early.
Sure.
And, you know, just a private sky bar where you can, you know, lounge out, and it's not as crazy as down on the main level. But it, you know, just, you know, big names in an intimate room, intimate experience, you know, something that you know, I think, you know, Belly Up in Aspen is a great venue for that on a smaller scale. And I think that we're kind of along the same lines of what those guys do out there.
So for the people that are looking for those string cheese tickets to open up, if they release them, will those show up on your site? How do you think that will work?
I think they're going to be released through the cheese.
Okay.
So I can tell you that they've held 50 back
per
night.
All right, great.
Yeah, so.
So people just need to get on their Facebook and their website. Okay.
They're thinking of their fans. They I forget how they phrased it, but they know that there's going to be some last-minute folks that they need to take care of.
And your website is?
ParkCityLive.net.
ParkCityLive.net. Okay, yeah. Great lineup of shows coming up. Dustin Essen, Managing Director at Park City Live. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for having us, guys.
And come back and see us again. We'd like to keep hearing about what you guys are doing.
And likewise.
Okay.
All right. Thanks
Sounds
so
good.
Much.
Okay, we're going to return right after these messages. This is KPCW in Park City. You're listening to The Morning Mix. We'll be back right after this.
This is Matt Mitten, attorney with Jones Waldo, a Park City law firm. Longtime supporters of KPCW, our firm provides estate planning and other personal legal services to residents of Summit County and beyond. We are online at joneswaldo.com and 435-200-0085.
With an all-new show in the tradition of gunslinging westerns, French-Canadian troupe Cirque Elwaz brings high-flying acrobatics, dance, and live music to the Eccles Center stage. Two nights, February 21st and 22nd. The show, Saloon, an American Western Adventure, starts at 7:30 p.m. Call the Wranglers at the box office, 655-3114, or ecclescenter.org. Brought to you by the not-for-profit Park City Institute, entertaining, educating, and illuminating since 1998, and a KPCW supporter.
Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided in part by AMA Waterways and Park City Air, Cruise, and Travel, 565-4730, parkcityaircruiseandtravel.com. Park City Bike Demos, Kearns Boulevard next to Adolph's, parkcitybikedemos.com. Long, Reimer, Weininger, Bepler, Estate Planning, Family Law, lrw-law.com, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and listeners like you.
That brings us to the end of our show, The Morning Mix, this Friday. We want to thank our sponsors, Squatters and Wasatch Brew Pub, Crandall Capital, New Park Town Center, Park City Mountain, Campos Coffee, San Francisco Designs, Utah Symphony and Utah Opera, and Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Utah Properties.
And you are listening to KPCW in Park City. We hope everybody gets outside, has some fun. If you're hanging out here, well, we went through all the weekend events, and we hope we have given you some good ideas of what to do. If you're thinking of having an adventure out in Snow Basin, please stay after you ski or snowboard and listen to the Chris Lager Band. Outstanding band. You will not be disappointed. And thank you, Chris, for being our guest this morning. I also want to mention next week, I'm looking forward to this, Christy. The amazing Kreskin is going to be with us. And he's written a new book on some things that he thinks are going to happen in the future. So we're going to be talking to him about that.
Yeah, you better watch out. He might read your mind over the air.
He already has.
You better come in with pure thoughts, J-Dub.
He's embarrassed me already, but I look forward to that. Also, folks, go to kpcw.org. Click the auction button. Auction closes at 6 o'clock tonight. Everybody have a great day. NPR.